This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Shifting to the global economy now, wheat prices soared this week after Russia withdrew from an agreement that, for the last year, allowed Ukraine to safely ship grain through the Black Sea to global markets. And after attacking one of Ukraine's main hubs for agricultural exports earlier in the week, Russia is now warning that any ships sailing near Ukrainian ports could be considered military targets. Ever since Russia invaded Ukraine last year, the market for wheat and other grains has been pretty fragile. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on what these latest developments mean.
Ukraine was the fifth largest exporter of wheat in the world before the war. Jack Scoville is vice president at Price Futures Group.
Ukraine was 7% of the world's market, so it's a significant player.
Russia's most recent set of attacks on Ukrainian trade are reflected in prices for wheat. Chicago December wheat futures jumped more than a dollar this week to peak at about $7.65 a bushel.
I don't think that the world wheat market has nearly enough supplies in storage to kind of counteract this.
Globally, year-end stock levels for wheat are expected to be low.
They're probably the lowest since 2007-08. Which was a time when we had very, very high prices.
But Joe Glauber with the International Food Policy Research Institute says the outlook for wheat seems more stable than it did just after Russia invaded Ukraine last year.
The good news is that we have actually had pretty good production in the rest of the world, despite these problems in Ukraine.
Higher production elsewhere means there's less concern that the world will run out of wheat, says Naomi Bloom, senior market advisor at Total Farm Marketing.
We are in a situation where everybody can breathe a little bit because we'll have enough to get by.
At least for now, although another geopolitical escalation or weather disaster could change that. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.